Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
God is unchangeable in His person and purpose. Whatever He undertakes to do, He accomplishes completely. The Scripture plainly teaches that He chose a people that He would save before the world's foundations were laid. Their election to be the recipients of redemption was not their salvation, but was only the setting of them apart to be redeemed by the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Election is not salvation, but is unto salvation. In the fact that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, we learn these lessons. Number one, the work of the Lord Jesus Christ seems senseless to the world. But those who know themselves in need of a Savior gladly embrace the provision He has made for their redemption. The Lord told Noah to build an ark. No man could comprehend the necessity of such a vessel, since it had never even rained upon the earth up to that time. Number two, this was a vessel which was specifically designed for a particular number of inhabitants. A certain number of each animal which the Lord intended to preserve, and a select group of humans were the ones intended to dwell in it and be delivered by it. Grace is the only difference between those who perished in the flood and those who rode to safety in the ark. Number three, there were provisions laid up in store for those in the ark. The Lord didn't just tell Noah to bring the animals and his family into the ark, but He also directed that Noah should put up food for all who were to be in the ark. And number four, the Lord shut the inhabitants of the ark in and secured their safety. The Lord designed the door and closed it according to His sovereign purpose. The Lord Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep." Have you entered in by this door? Or do you seek to come unto God by some other way? Christ is the only way.
Email questions or comments to forthepoor@windstream.net.